Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy Melvonte, aka Mr. Stan here. I have the pleasure of meeting with the Big and Lazy podcast today. Make sure you go and check them out on Instagram. But don't forget to check out Stan Head Clothing, www.stanheadcollections.com. And more importantly, don't forget to watch Big and Lazy podcast.
Big and Lazy.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Lazy.
The Big and Lazy podcast.
Yes, sir.
I'm Big at my co-host.
Your boy Lazy.
And we got another Big, Lazy, and legendary guest.
Yeah.
The most legendary. If we're going by Instagram followers, he's the most legendary by 10,000. You know what I mean?
As soon as I said we're going to have bro on here.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, people was hitting me. Man, I want to come in on the session, man. My phone ain't never rung like that, man. Oh, man.
I got a little shorty in the shop. You know, she was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's going to be legendary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, yeah. We got the owner, the CEO, Mr. Steadhead himself.
Yeah. Man, y'all know the vibes.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you coming, stopping by, chatting with us, man.
Hell yeah.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how long you been doing this, man? Because I ain't going to lie, the professionalism, from what I get, you know, the feedback, street niggas, the honeys, everybody at the store, CTS. Everybody's
that was major.
You know what I'm saying?
I seen you had Diamond on there just with a couple days.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl. Yeah. So I've been doing this, well, like I said, a lot of people that don't know, I've been doing this since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So it has started off as a hobby. It was never like a career. It was like something that I just wanted to do on the side.
Right.
Eventually, it's like I was wearing it, you know, I was promoting. I was like, you know, I was proud to say, you know, I made this, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, they started hitting me up. They was like, damn. They was like, I want that, you know, and I was like, all right, I'll make some more, you know what I'm saying? Damn. So I had did that, and then I just remember selling out my trunk. Like every time I make a drop, I'm to my, it would be sun up to sun down. I'm selling out of my trunk, like
damn.
Selling out. And I was like, damn, I'm tired. I
started to feel like you were selling dope.
Yeah.
So, you know, I remember people saying, it was like, you need to open a store. You need to open a store. And I was like, no, you know, I'm cool with selling out my trunk. But then it got to a point where I was like, if I got 50 people in a day trying to get an order, I can't drive and rip and run to every single person. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I said, we're going to try. So I had started with my dude, Boba. Y'all know the 23 Zone, the capsule?
Yeah.
I remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he had a store on 4th Street, like way back, like years ago.
Yeah.
It was on 4th and Winkler.
Mm-hmm.
So, you feel me? I don't know if y'all remember. Y'all remember Bros League?
Yeah, I remember Bros League.
Yeah. So, Travis. Mm-hmm. So, me and him, he got real cool.
Then he died.
He just passed away. Yeah, so RIP him, man.
RIP, bro. He went to Western with us, too, back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my dog. But he introduced me to Boback. So, you know, he was looking out for me. He was like, you know, you put your stuff in here, so I had ended up putting my stuff in the store on Winkler. So at this time, I was still wasn't even making no money. Like, it was, if I sold a t-shirt in a week, like, it was love. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I remember just going from there. I think this is around the time when I think COVID had hit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, I can't do nothing. I was like, I ain't bringing no money.
It was hard.
You know, I can't make no money. I said, so I just kind of like cut it. And a lot of people, they was asking me, they was like, damn, you should start it back up. But I had really had gave up. Like, I was like, I didn't want to do it no more. So I remember Boback, he had opened up a whole nother store in the mall. Like, he was like, you know, I got this partner, you know what I'm saying? We got this big old shoe store in St. Matthew's Mall. Like, it was big. So he was like, you know, if you want to come. So I came, and that was like the biggest opportunity for me. Like,
yeah.
I was in St. Matthew's Mall. Like,
hell yeah.
That was big to me.
That's major though.
And I just remember, I was like, you know what? Like, a lot of people was coming in there, and they was like, oh, I can see your store in St. Matthew's. But I always had to tell them, like, it wasn't my store. Like, it's somebody else's store. I just got my stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy, you know, the support that I got from people from, you know, saying that it was my store and, like, you know, the recognition and stuff. So I was like, you know what? I want to know, like, what it would take for me to open my own store. St. Matthew's was way too expensive.
Yeah. It's the white mall. Come on now.
Yeah. So yeah. I said, I had got it. I started talking to, you know, Remix.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Shout out to Remix.
Yeah, that's my dog. So I started talking to him. You know, he was telling me, he was like, you know, I just got this store in the mall. I just opened up all these stores. He's like, you need to come. He introduced me to Lakeisha, which is, you know, she's the overseer of J Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to her, and I was like, you know, I want to open up a store. She was giving me the rundown and so forth. She was like, fill out an application. I kid you not, like 3 days later, she was like, you come pick up your key, just give your first month's rent. And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like that, hey, that's I major. Remember, hey, it was major for me. Like, it was, in my life right now, that was like the biggest accomplishment in my life.
Yeah, yeah, it's major right there, bro.
And like, that, I remember that whole little 3 months that I had first opened, I made so much money. I ain't never made that much money in my life.
Yeah, support. Mm-hmm. That's what we missing, man, in the city, man, is supporting the next, you know what I'm saying, big thing. Like, we got to look at it like that coming from our people first. Then it's like, you local too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what we missing, man.
Yeah.
From us being a little Atlanta, or, you know what I'm saying, or a little Houston. Like, they stick it together out there majorly. Like, it's not no game when it come to local artists or local clothing brand. Niggas ain't even wearing designer most of the time. You know what I'm saying? But.
And that's really kind of like what it boils down to. Like, I had, like you said, like, I had support from the street niggas,
mm-hmm.
from the ladies, the older people, the kids love me. Like, yeah. I literally had support from her. I mean, I still do.
Yeah.
But,
and I've seen everybody in the clothes. So it's not just like you.
Yeah.
And I've seen literally kids in your clothes. I've seen, you know what I'm saying? It's just major, man.
And like right now, so like, we still doing a brand, but like, it was a big, like, I don't know how to really explain it. Like, when I was in J Mall, my store was huge. So I had to order a lot of inventory to take up the space. So like now that my store is on 4th Street,
mm-hmm.
I just like had to downsize my inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So like now I'm running sales, like trying to get rid of the old stuff so I can come out with new stuff.
Right.
But like also too, like I was telling somebody, I feel like we kind of like in a recession.
Hell yeah.
Ain't no kind of. Time is hard out here, man.
Do y'all remember the recession when we was kids though?
Not so much because we was kids.
Yeah. But I remember hearing it.
Yeah.
You know.
So, like, me as a business owner, I'm thinking, like, I'm like, am I not doing enough marketing? I'm thinking, like, are people not supporting? Like, I still got the support, but, like, it seemed like that I don't, because the people that support me, they ain't really got it like that to mm-hmm. buy my clothes. And not just really my clothes, but just, like, anything in particular. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, life is life right now.
Yeah, real talk.
You know, and I'm sitting here thinking like strategies and different ways. I'm beating myself. I'm like, dang, you know what I'm saying? I ain't making what I used to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Blase, blase, blase. But it's like, I either got to get creative because, you know, of course we got the competition there. We got Sheen.
Right.
We got Temu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people, they coming out with clothes and the whole outfits, and you can get their stuff for like $10, $15, $20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you get an outfit from me, it's going to be $100, $150.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, like as a consumer, people are like, why am I go over here and spend, and I can go get it over here? Like if I'm just wearing it for a night, you know, blase blase. It's just normal thinking. So
do you feel like that them sites be stealing your styles too? Because I feel like I've seen a lot of different, like the Dough Life. I seen something on, I forgot what site it was. It probably was one of those. But I was like, damn, it should look like it had the ski mask and I'm like, damn, that's kind of
it's. You know, it's, you know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of sites. They stole my whole entire logo.
Yeah.
And
they stole your logo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe them, bro.
Shopakira, Sheen,
mm-hmm.
Raw, Royalty. Marcus. They took all that, like, literally.
So you can't, like, sue them?
You would think so, mm-hmm. but like when it comes to like people like taking your logo, you have to send them like a cease and desist letter.
Mm-hmm.
So right. like basically like you send them a letter saying, hey, this is my brand. You can't use it, blah, 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 stop doing it. And if they keep doing it, then that's when you can try to go and try to sue. But like it's some long division. It ain't just, they took my shit. I'm going to sue them.
Like, it's kind of like music too. Like I feel like some of the...
And they got some bad luck. You know what I mean? They got some hell. You know what I mean? They can just...
Yeah.
They could drown a nigga out in court calls.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's the same thing with music, bro. Like, if you got your mainstream artists, a lot of them dig deep for them artists that's not mainstream. And in the music industry, if you change a song 30%, like the beat and the lyrics, 30%, it's yours. Mm-hmm. So I can literally take a song of Drake's and flip the beat, take half of the lyrics, and if it blow up, he can't sue me. I changed it 30%. To some people, it don't sound like Drake, but some people like, nigga, this is Drake.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. So I know about the uppers trying to come down and shit. This is dope. They buying this shit in Louisville, man. I'm about to put the same thing on my shirt, flip the name.
Hey, and it's crazy. I didn't realize, you feel me, like... To me, it kind of, you know, made me feel good. I'm like, damn, you know, my shit's popping. Like, they trying to steal my shit. But at the end of the day, I was like, nah, I gotta, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like, over the years, I always try to, like, switch up my logo. Mm-hmm. So, like, a logo like this would be something like a font generator.
Yeah.
So, like, my actual logo, like, with the Varsity logo, that was something, like, that I actually drew.
Really?
By hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just came out with a new logo.
Yeah,
this on my jogging suits. Make sure y'all go shop www.stayheadcollections.com. Got some new jogging suits in. But anyways,
y'all don't give them that big and lazy promo code.
Yeah. Go use. As a matter of fact, we're gonna wait till after the live. I'm y'all gonna use big and lazy. Y'all gonna receive 15% off.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
All right, give me some stay ahead, man.
Yeah, I'm
just big guy sizes, boy.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. Well, I ain't got 4X. So I got 3X. My 3X's are big though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got.
I need to lose some weight anyway. Let me go.
So just to flip subjects real quick. Man, I see you do locks too.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Hey, listen. So,
man of many faces.
Listen, I'm coaches in the city.
Okay.
But,
like dreadlock?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I be starting locks. I do all that. So when I moved to 4th Street, you feel me, business had kind of slowed down. I was like, you know, I need another source of income.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the way my shop is set up, I got like a store and then I've got like an extra like room, like space in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I could turn this into something. And then me and my partner, we was always thinking like, what if we had like where you can come, get your hair cut,
mm-hmm.
and buy your clothes. You basically like get the home.
Right.
So I was like, no, I can't cut her. I can cut her, but I'm not licensed to cut her. I said, I want to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have dreads. I used to always try to do my own dreads. And then I had always been washing. I was like, you know, my mom used to be a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stuff when it comes to like seeing how people do hair, like all I got to do is like see it. And it's like second nature to me. I can do it. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, I was practicing on Val's hair, and I gave him like lock extensions and everything. And people was coming. They was like, damn, can you do mine? And I was like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't.
That's the same thing with the shirts.
I ain't turning down the money, motherfucker. Yeah,
that's what I was like. I was like, shit, I guess.
Yeah.
I tried it and then posted, and people started hitting me up. I was like, you know what? This is it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking clients like now, and I at least get like, it's not a lot, but maybe a client or two every 2 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I charge $85 for a retwist, $125 for a retwist of style. So when I ain't on my free time, I'm just, you know, I'm doing
right. Getting money.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how God works too, because it's like, damn, I like the gear. I like making my own gear. Right. It looks good. It makes me feel good to do it.
Right.
Oh, damn, I want that though. So it turns into like a demand.
Right.
So you did something for your homie and said, here, you know, got them together on the locks. And then it's like, damn, can you do that? Yes, I can. It's like, damn, like so many people be like struggling to find their niche. And it's like you finding yours off of hobbies, really. Shit that you just, you know, that's amazing to me, though.
And I just, like, I be thinking, like, even to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? I always want to tell people, don't limit yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say to be a millionaire, you got to have at least 7 streams of income.
Yeah.
It's like every day, like just because I got a clothing line and it's successful, whatever the case be, I don't want to just stop there. You know what I'm saying? That 10, 15 years from now, who knows? People be wearing fucking spacesuits. I'd be wearing, you know what I'm saying? I think like weird shit like that. But like,
go back to wearing potato sacks.
Yeah.
You never know.
So, you know, you gotta constantly figure out a way to stay relevant, and you have to evolve with time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Clothes might be popping down, but you know, everything constantly changes.
Oh, yeah. You gotta stay on the curb.
Exactly.
Yeah, you like that, didn't
you? So, you know, I'm always like, if this don't work out, then I got this. And if this don't work out, then I got that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, every day I'm still trying to figure out, like, what more can I do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's the only thing I stress about. Like, I cut hair, I got a barbershop, but I still be like, damn, man. It's something else that you feel me? Like, the pod's cool. I love potting with my bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, okay, that's another thing. But it's like, man. Like you said, to be a millionaire, you got to have your... Look at Steve Harvey. When the fuck does he sleep?
Yeah.
Got the game show, got the judge show, got the morning show, got the goddamn.
And you speak of rebranding, like, you got to look at, like, especially with the podcast scene, like Noriega, Snoop Dogg, like, Snoop Dogg, you know, he doing smoker commercials, Martha Stewart cooking show. It's a bag. It's like, it's always... Don't you personal train too? Don't you...
I don't, but I can.
Okay, because I've seen...
You hit the gym enough.
We got a girl coming. You was personal training. Light-skinned girl. I can't think of her name.
She was on her?
No, we got to have her on her, though. Okay. Like, we got to lined up. I can't think of her name. Light-skinned, skinny, young. She was working out with you. I'm like, I stay ahead. She said, yeah. Like, we got him coming up. Like,
yeah.
And we got her coming. I'm looking at her name. It's right here.
That's what I said. Tell me.
Hold on.
So how often do you hit the gym? Because really, that's what, you know, meet me there. I train.
When I was in my prime, I would go every single day. Like, now that I've gotten a little busy, I try to go every other day. Like, now, since my schedule's kind of a little different, I try to wake up early and go in the mornings, go ahead and knock it out, and then go ahead and finish my day.
Huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my Escalia.
Man. Okay, that's her name. I'm terrible. I just fucked everybody's name up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's.
Okay, though, bro,
I was practicing. This one girl gave us an ad. I practiced that shit for 30 minutes. And as soon as this microphone come on, I fucked it right the fuck up. I think it's the dyslexia. Might be the weed. Might be the liquor. I don't know.
But I wish I could get in that mode of gym mode. Like, you don't know how many mornings I wake up and be like, this is the time.
This is the day, hey.
And then we're like, what, you just lose the momentum? Like,
it's like the struggles of the day. I ain't gonna say struggles. The daily things that I do, like as a father, I got 2 sons.
Yeah.
When I wake up, it's kind of like I would need to get up 2 hours before I even get them up. And I see people doing that on TikTok. Like, I get up 2 hours before everybody because I get the meals together in the morning. But once my day start, it's over. Where you at, bro? You in the shop, bro? Yeah, bro, you in the shop? Where you at? You know what I'm saying? I literally need to hit the gym when nobody's up.
What time you wake up?
Man, I wake up about 7 o'clock every day.
Oh, never mind.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, that's
the kids got to be at school. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say I would have to wake up 5 o'clock, hit the gym, come home, get them ready for school, you know, make sure wifey's straight. But I swear, though, like, I swear, I want to get in that gym.
What time you go to sleep?
When I'm good and about it. So it could be.
He'd be
shit.
Out the Molly, so some nights he don't go to sleep.
No, I don't.
Look at this cup, it's bubbling. It's a Molly bottle right. He don't go to sleep some nights.
I don't. But the main thing is, I remember being a young nigga and doing sports, and it's like, was the everyday grind. Like, you know, you're going to go to school, you're going to go to practice, you're going to hit the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
So it's like, damn, that's amazing. I feel like that's amazing when people can really dedicate themselves to the gym. I don't know why, bro.
It takes a lot of discipline.
It takes a lot.
It is like, it's really like a mindset. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'll make time to go to the gym. And if I go to the gym, sometimes I ain't even feeling. I get out of there and be like, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to lift nothing. I just lose the whole momentum. Like, it's really a mindset. You know what I'm saying?
I think if I had somebody to be like, yo, wake the fuck up.
Get your ass up.
Wake to the gym.
And I swear, I ain't even trying to be crazy, like, be funny. But, like, that's why people... they hire trainers. Mm-hmm. And it's not, because I'm like, these trainers literally, they showing you literally stuff you can go in there and do yourself.
Right.
Yeah, you too.
But it's just they help you with that motivation, that mindset. They help you.
Like the
you
meal prepping too. Like eating is major. Like I would hate to put down certain things. Like sometimes I'm like, food's so good, I'd die for this shit. Fuck.
You eat chitlins?
For me?
Yeah. I ask everybody that.
I used to
too. And this is my first year not eating them. They good and delicious, but
I don't know. Like in this day and time, I don't think they like how they used to be. I don't know. When I was a kid, they was everything. Like now, I just feel like I'm just eating, and I don't know.
Eating slave food is what I can't eat. That slave food.
But I feel like everything has changed. When McDonald's was cheaper, McDonald's was way better. That's why I fuck with McDonald's like it, because I'm like, damn, this shit ain't even like the same. Like when they brought the Asteroids back out, The hot Cheeto.
The little puffs?
Yeah. Remember they used to be in a little can? They was pressure. Now they came out like, it's the same.
I want McDonald's to come out with one thing.
The snack wrap?
Please bring back that chicken wrap. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That was that big old chicken wrap.
Chicken wrench. Yeah.
You talking about the wrench?
Yeah.
It was not the snack wrap.
The first one was big. He's right. The first one was
I know what you're talking about. It had all the lettuce and shit in it.
Yeah.
That was the best thing.
Then they tried to flip it and make a snack wrap, a little smaller.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Man.
When they bring in the snapback wrap in 25.
Do you like the rib?
25?
Yeah. They announced that shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, that's the same thing they did with GTA. Like, nigga, I'm watching GTA. I'm like, the trailer, I'm like, oh my God, we've been waiting so long for this at 2025. I'm like, what the fuck? I got to stay alive now.
So what's the deal with the GTA trailer thing? Did y'all know anything about that? They said somebody leaked it.
Like last year, it got leaked several times. Like, but they just dropped the official one like last week.
Yeah.
Dude's in jail. Like, dude did get a couple years. Like, he hacked like Rockstar servers and leaked out and he got to pay like $9.8 million back. Like, they real ready.
Yeah, bro, it's been 10 years, bro. Yeah. My oldest was a young nigga playing it.
They dropped that shit in 2013, bro.
Come on, bro.
They dropped the GTA 5, and we've been waiting 10 years.
Leak everything.
Yeah. So last year.
This shit gonna be $200.
Hold on, they dropped the 5 when?
2013.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped GTA 5 2013.
Yeah.
And they dropping GTA 6 in 2025.
They gave us the whole trailer.
But before that, they dropped GTA every 2 years. They dropped 3. Yeah. Then it was Vice City, San Andreas. Then it was 4. And it was like GTA 5. And that was all in like maybe an 8 year, 7 year span.
Yeah.
And they
was also dropping Red Deads too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
they just now for that 10 years, they did. This is like the first GTA that had really a big online.
Yeah.
And they were just milking that. Like, they'll just put like, they just keep expanding the online, like dropping new cars, new
drop
games.
A casino.
So they were just eating off that.
New heights.
Cause I thought the new GTA was about to come out. I thought that was like...
Yeah, it is.
They dropped the trailer last week, but it ain't coming out till 25. It's great.
Yeah.
Man, that's some shit, man. Don't tell me no fucking trailer is 2 years away.
I wanted to go to the gym right there. I got to stay alive. Bam, 2025. I got to wear my seatbelt.
Nah, that's just crazy.
You play games?
Sometimes. I don't really be having the time. Because, like, I'll be playing a game and I'll be into it, and then I have you know, what they say, like buyer's remorse, kind of like I'd be sitting up like, damn, I waste all my time playing the game.
Yeah, real talk. Like,
fuck.
Yeah, that is a guilty conscience that I never get. I will wake up and play the game before I leave the house, before I even go to the gym. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what I need to do. Reevaluate some things. Even like waking up to wifey and she won't
get you a Wii. You know? This thing got Wii's?
Fuck, man.
That was like a lightweight workout.
I was in shape with Wii.
Yeah,
the bowling. You might throw your shoulder out, but like, God damn, we was doing the Michael Jackson yesterday.
Hey, I was playing the Wii. I remember I used to play. I used to try to like do it like hard. And any time I do it, I would lose. I just had to do like,
What was your favorite game on the Wii? Mine was the bowling and the baseball.
No, it was tennis.
Tennis was hard.
tennis. It was.
It was.
Tennis was good.
Yeah, I was in.
My brother was so good at bowling, bro. I hated that motherfucker.
In real bowling?
No, in the Wii bowling. He would bowl like bowling, 300. Like, he would hit his back at little and just strike. Yeah. I'm like, you little bastard.
I couldn't win for shit. That's why I was like,
What's your favorite game of all time?
Tekken.
Tekken?
That first Tekken on the PlayStation 1 was incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say, it's either Bulletproof, 50 Cent.
Don't get this nigga started on 50 Cent,
bro. Or San Andreas. That was the first time I ever skipped school, and in sixth grade was to play San Andreas.
Really?
I hid under my bed till everybody was gone. Was like, thank you, family.
Uh-huh.
First game ever. I mean, first time ever I ever skipped school.
So how'd you get home? Like, how'd you get back in the house?
I was home. Man, that's why I said the school buses and shit now, that's fucked up because my whole household was in the house by 5.
Oh, okay.
You know, even if I had a little honey come over after school, mama get up at 4:30. We gotta be swift. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be swift.
They gone. My stepdaddy getting up first. Pops getting up first. He gone 3-4 in the morning. He might come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He do what he want. But my mama, fuck no. My big brother was the first one home. He came home like, damn, you a junkie. How you get home so quick? He went to mail. I'm like, I ain't go, motherfucker. I still had my uniform on.
So, switch subject a little bit. So, if you could collab with any clothing line.
That's a good one.
Who would you want to collab with? Like, who can.
Are you talking about like in the world or are you talking about just like.
Period.
World, local, wherever.
You can give us two. You can give us a worldwide one and a local one or, you know. Turn us on to one that's in another city.
Well, I think Gucci would be the move.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
If I have it, like Gucci on anything is just pressure to me.
It is.
Like, I can see like the GGs, but instead of how they do like their regular GGs, do the GGs in color.
Yeah. You already been planning this.
Didn't North Face have like a collab like that where they had the colorful? North Face and Gucci. I know they had a collab, but I remember.
North Face and Gucci had a collab? That's probably crazy. Yeah,
it is.
I don't know if they had like the colors on it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's crazy. Maybe I didn't see it.
Do y'all think Gucci or Louis Vuitton would ever merge with Jordans? Because I be seeing y'all with them Jordans, Louis Vuitton and Gucci Jordans. You need to stop it.
I don't know if Louis Vuitton and Gucci ever did a collab. I just thought about that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hard.
That's beef right there. You know, shit, lightweight, I don't know.
Yeah, facts.
But shit, if your store right across the street from mine, it's just a little, beef.
Do you try to match your, like, clothing colorways with Jordan releases? Do you try to coincide that?
That's a good question.
Not necessarily, but here recently I did it because, you know what I'm saying, we live in a city, like, where people are shoe junkies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was in the mall, every time somebody come to mall, they bring their shoes. You guys on the matches?
Yeah.
So I was like, I feel like I would be stupid to not come out with something to match to. You know what I'm saying?
And you in a hood city.
Right.
A motherfucker is willing to buy some J's every weekend and an outfit to go with it just for the day.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. So like, I had to think, I'm like, okay, I know they're going to get them Jordans. They not going to miss them Jordans.
No, they not.
So they going to need something to wear. I said, so I already have it ready for them.
So you ever had anybody like hate on you for like, just like being you, having your clothing line, you know what I'm saying? Some people might, you know what I'm saying, think that certain people are uppity because they got so much going on when it really ain't that. It's just, I got so much going on. I don't mean to diss you or not write you back or, you know what I mean?
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, man.
I'm ready.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a lot of people I feel like that, you know, they hate me. I ain't gonna say they hate me, but they probably dislike me or dislike the way I do things just off the strength of who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons, you know, I got a lot of people who don't mess with me because of my sexuality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that I might be stuck up. They think like, oh, he think he's all that. And really, I don't. I feel like I'm cool. I'm laid back.
Yeah.
And right. I just do me. I stay out of the way. Well, I will say when a lot of people see me, like, when I be out, I heard that some people think that I'm standoffish. But, like, when I go out, I'm just trying to have a good time.
Right.
People will walk up to me and they, like, it's one thing to be like, you know, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Speak. Mm-hmm. But some people would demand your attention.
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay, like I'm talking to you and you're going to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
who the fuck are you?
Right.
Right.
And I don't be wanting to be rude, but I'll just be like, hey, you know, you get a laugh, smile, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And they'd be like, oh, he think he's all. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go with this.
Yeah. I don't even know you.
Yeah, fact. And I just feel like that, I feel like a lot of people have said, like, too, like they, I don't know if I've heard this or what is my, but somebody had questions, like, so what do you do for, like, your community? Like, you know, we support you. How do you support the community? And I had to think about that a few times. I'm like, okay, how could I support the community? You know what I'm saying? Since I've got the support. And to be honest, like, I'm still trying to figure that out. Like, you know, what can I do to give back?
But let me ask you this, though. If somebody asks you that again, tell them, what has Apple done for the community?
Right.
Nigga, you line up for new Apple. What is Jordan? What is Michael Kors? What is what's some funny-ass shoes they be wearing? The big Balenciaga. What is Balenciaga?
Yeah, Balenciaga. Yeah,
what the fuck they done for the community?
Facts.
But listen, though. They'll go to them and spend their hard-earned money and brag about it. I just cashed out. For $1,000 iPhone, I just cashed out $600 Balenciaga, but come to a black-owned business. Damn, bro, you taxed.
Yeah, like he said. Oh, like he said. Yo, I always said, like, man, that shit's quality, even if I don't have none. But like my cousin Tanisha, I'm like, oh, that shit is nice. Like when you first started, she was like one of the first people. Yeah. And I'm like, this shit is colorful as fuck, but it was like a 90s feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I fucked with that. And that's one thing that I fuck with. About fashion, you really don't have no stipulations on it. It's just if it's fly or is it not. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I wanted to ask that question, bro, because if I feel like when people got motion in the city, they always feel like a motherfucker is hating on. I mean, they always feel like a motherfucker is like you said, standoffish or too good or uppity. Like, at some point, yeah, I'm me. But at the same time, at some point, yeah, I'm too good to just sit here and talk to you about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing or no money or no, you know what I'm saying? Like 50 said, he said his granddaddy told him, you only as rich or something as the motherfucker you sit there and talk to for no reason.
And, yeah. Hey, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so I be hating to say it, but I'm like, if it ain't really about the money, like, my mind is like I'm focused. Yeah. You know, I won't have no conversations gonna throw me off my focus.
Mm-hmm.
But to touch bases on when y'all was just talking about when people talking about the prices, oh my God, that's another reason.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he want too much. But they'll go spend their hard earned money and go pay $250 for a Nike tech suit.
And brag about it.
Mm-hmm. And then they come over here like, oh, you know, blase, blase, blase. And I'm like, okay. And then also too, because I'm my man is.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when you was talking about the like the 90s feel, like when I first came out with Steadhead, like, you know, I did like the varsity logo.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I came out with that, it was like I wanted to bring back that old school type like varsity look.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring out colors. I kid you not, and I'm not just saying this. I'm these are facts. When I came out with it, I started seeing a lot of different brands start doing colorful logos.
Yeah.
That was the one thing. And then also, too, like, when I first started coming out with Steadhead, we was in the age where everybody was wearing them bomber jackets. Y'all remember the bomber jackets?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was wearing bomber jackets. If you had a bomber jacket, you was the shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was just four years ago.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to bring varsity jackets back out. I came out with the varsity jackets. Now, I don't care what brand you see. It's like every brand has varsity jackets right now. It's like you see varsity jackets everywhere. Like, just a couple years ago, like, you can find a varsity jacket. Won't nobody selling a varsity jacket.
Unless you're getting a custom.
Yeah, unless you got, like, a custom or, like, a school one. But, like, no brand was just coming out with no varsity jackets. I don't, like, they just wasn't. Right. Like, now, everybody got them.
Mm-hmm.
They dope.
Yeah, they are.
Like,
and it takes you back.
Yeah, it takes you back, but, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. Oh, everybody jacking your style, huh?
I ain't gonna say that, but everybody, you know, I do, like, I played a part, like, and just, like, giving people, like, inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even, like, when I started my brand, like, a lot of my inspiration came from a lot of numerous of things. Like, when I first started Steadhead, like, I kind of, like, took inspiration from Polo. Mm-hmm. Like, Polo, like, all of that stuff, I just remember it was kind of, like, baggy. But, like, when Polo came out, Like when they came hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All they stuff, like they had different color options. Like yeah, they had different color
like
options.
You tuck your shirt in and shit.
Yeah. So, I just didn't like the way they stuff fit. And I just wanted they style to change just a tad bit. So I was like, I'm a jump of the game. But you know what I'm saying? Like how they coming out with different colors. Like I wanted to do that. So like now, but stay ahead, like everything I come out with, I try to come out with all different colors. You know what I'm saying? And then it's kind of like a thing like where you can collect, you know, all the different types of stay ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think with inspiration, when you touched on that, that's major, bro. Like yeah. Inspiration is major. Like even bring you on because we inspire. Like it didn't matter about your sexuality, none of that. Like it was a demand in the city for you to get on the show. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate
it. I feel like
it was a lot of people like, man, you should get him on. You should get him on. Yeah. Whoop. So.
And I feel like we brothers. It doesn't matter about none of that. We brothers, man. Like,
do you ever felt any like discrimination or hate because of your sexuality?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially being black too. Like, that's why I give grace and I give love because it has to be hard to be exactly who you want to be. Like right. So many people don't ever be who they want to be in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
it's crazy.
Could you tell us about that? Or you want to?
No. So, like, I mean, I've heard it all. Mm-hmm. I've seen chicks talking about they was mad. They didn't want me to do the niggas dreads. They didn't want to buy my clothes because of how I was. Mm-hmm. I knew
security,
niggas.
Security, goddamn.
Yo,
I can't go.
I don't knew niggas that got my clothes, bought it, loved it, was taking pictures in it, was flying it, and they figured out I own it. They was like, oh, they didn't want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. They was like, they don't want to wear no gay niggas clothes. And I was like, right. Okay, you know, blase, blase, blase.
But that's crazy. All of the fucking...
almost every fashion designer, like, yes. In the industry, like, you know, they...
See how
they
we tear each other down? Mm-hmm. Like, that's fucked up that Louis Vuitton, all Michelin Ness, all of these people are homosexuals, but at the same time, it's like, we can't look out for our bro, like our brother, a dude trying to come up in the... fashion game, let's be real. Like, let's be blunt. Like, most of y'all like that gear that's coming from, or music that's coming from, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of that self-hate, too. It is
self-hate. It's mostly.
I went to school with him. I used to play in the sandbox with him, but he didn't make it. And I ain't made it. A lot of that shit's hate, too. Yeah. They just find anything.
And that's why I give grace, too, because I just now meeting you, but I got brothers that I came with from the sandbox that, you know, they don't necessarily live their life how I live my life, but man, we came up together.
Right.
I remember you as being who you are and you still that person. You just, everybody can't be themselves. You know what I mean? That's one of the hardest things in the black community ever is to be yourself. You know what I mean? People like Benny Siegel said coming up in Philly, it was not cool to rap. So niggas used to rap on the low. Like, what?
And you know what's crazy? Because it took me, when you say like being yourself, it took me a while to like, I kind of like accepted me, but it took me a while to accept the world for accepting me, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
spot on.
Like I was, you know, I guess like coming out like to the world, like getting people like, damn, how they gonna view me? Like, how's this gonna change my life? You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit. Like I was terrified.
So like what age was you when you, you know?
So like, I feel like I've always been like how I am, but like, and I feel like in 2015 is like when, how was I? Shit, I was like 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told my mom and everything. And I was like, you know, my mom was cool with it. So I was like, okay, thumbs up. I was like, first step. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck about nobody as long as, you know, my mom was cool.
Survive outside of that.
Yeah. So I just remember like, you know, it wasn't like I was just broadcasting it, but I remember just like, you know what I'm saying? Like if people asked me, like I would tell them. And then when I had found love, you know what I'm saying? That's when it was like, okay, like now I'm a broadcast. But that was the scary part because I was like, you know, people got their suspicions, but it was never, it was never clarified. It was never, you know what I'm saying? So when it was actually brought to the news, people was like, oh. But I thought that it would, you know, affect my life negatively. Mm-hmm. But it actually affected me positively. Like, I got so much love from people that I didn't even know I could get love for. A lot of people embraced me because I was being true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, too, like, I just started, like, elevating, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, a lot of doors start opening because it's like I wasn't
hiding. I wasn't trying to be something that I'm not. I was just unapologetically being me and myself. So, I mean, just like shit start working out, you know?
That's dope, what's up, man. For all the youth watching this, man, it don't matter. You just got to be yourself, man, because a lot of it, like the black community, that's why we be so depressed and fucked up. Like, a lot of these macho motherfuckers just, you know, they got a story that they can't tell. They feel like they can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, self-hate is a motherfucker.
And I be trying to explain to people because it's like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? Just because I am how I am, that don't make me no less of no man. Like, right. You feel me? Like, it don't make me no less of no person. I'm not, at the end of the day, I still got money. Mm-hmm. Still a man at the end of the day.
Right.
And I still do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing changed. And then at the end of the day, I still got respect from niggas, from women, from children, parents.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Who you inspire.
They might say shit behind your back, but they ain't going to say it to your face. Knock your ass out. You know what I mean?
And the bottom line is the world is how it is because people don't accept the acceptance. Like, ain't one sin bigger than the other. You feel me? If you lie to me all day, I'd much rather hang with you than a motherfucking liar.
Them Bible thumpers out of some. They
look oh, hell yeah. The church is a bad motherfucker, bro.
No, give me.
The church is a bad motherfucker, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard this story. I got a homie that we came up with since we was young, and he ended up killing himself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when we was young, like you could kind of tell, but he was the homie. And when you was young then, it was different from now. Like, I feel like it was the level of respect that we had as kids. Like, I'm 30, 32. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the level we had as respect as kids, like, was different. And this dude was like a dude that had girlfriends and stuff in middle school. But he was a dancing nigga. Like, this nigga was, he would dance you out. He was a soul jet and all that shit. Like, he was.
I wanted to be one of them dancing niggas, man.
You feel me? I couldn't dance for shit.
Yeah.
Just be real.
Can't dance.
The best dance they came out with was Lean With It.
A little T. Yeah, somebody can hit. Yeah.
The Young Jock.
Yeah. Bro, you know them niggas used to be in the party sliding all over the floor. Yeah, I wanted to be one of the niggas.
Walking
I envy them niggas, bro. I'm like, damn, man. They get all the... First, you got all the time, all the tension, all the shit. I'm like, man. I just try to practice my little dances before Parkland and shit, bro. It just wasn't in the cards, bro. Just like, it just ain't meant to be.
But bro, like, he kind of, like, was trying to, like, the church. That's what I was getting at with the church. The church, his people tried to pray it away and send him to church and all that. And he said that's where he, you know... What something happened to him that made him how he was. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it helped. I ain't gonna say it made him. It just helped him find his way of, I guess, life. And
you said he killed himself over?
Yeah, he killed himself, man. He went to college. Something happened to him in college. He dropped out. His people were still trying to shelter him and put him in church. And he was a grown man at this point to where it's like, man, y'all ain't accepted me since I was a kid to now. You feel me? And it was heartbreaking because it's like, when I seen them, it was like all love. Like, you see people out and you see them as men, become men. I'm still one of them people. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Ain't no line between it. You feel me? Like, at all. So when I seen him at BW3s one day. And I was like, bro, what you been doing? We just came home from college. But I could tell his mental was different. He was off.
Think it was some bad drugs he got a hold of him?
I just think of life. Life will beat you down. That's why you got to give people grace.
Yeah.
That's why I tell my kids, like, my son, he's me. Like, if I got my homies, you know, we joking like a motherfucker. You know, that's just our culture. I don't give a fuck who you are. We joke like a motherfucker. You feel me? But he's one of them people that he'll joke with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He says stuff to people that'd be like, what? Like, yeah, man, look at you. Look at your eye. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, bro, you got to give people grace because you don't know what. That's one thing we didn't think. When we was young, like the kid that had the busted up shoe,
I regret that shit.
We wasn't thinking like his mama don't have it.
Yeah, bro, like,
you know, nigga, you come here with the same shoes from first day of school to last day.
It's crazy that you say that because the way I view things now, like the way like we like, matter of fact, to be honest, I ain't gonna say I necessarily talked about people like I was one of them type of people. Like, if anybody went to school with me, shout out to all the people who went to school with me.
What school did you go to?
Elementary school, I went to Greenwood Elementary.
Okay.
And then I went to Shacklett. And then I went to Conway all 3 years. And then I went to Western.
Dawes.
You went to Western?
Yeah.
What year you go to Western?
What year? I think ninth grade, 10th
I graduated
grade.
2010, though.
Also, do you know? Do you remember LaBrisha? LaBrisha Swain?
That sounds for me, but I didn't graduate from Western either. I graduated from Wagner. I went to Western freshman, sophomore. That's 06, 07 freshman year.
Oh, okay. No, I was in middle school then.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Western was cracking. By the time you got there, man, Western was nothing, hey, dog.
Nah, what?
I ain't gonna say nothing, but like even with like that made you Western made you a broke you. It was like coming to Eastside High. I remember the first day of school. I swear, the first day of school, the bell rung. Nobody went to class. Like I'm like, what the fuck, y'all niggas sitting on the garbage can? I became a wee head there.
Yeah,
like Western was like it.
We was. Fucking in school,
yeah.
Smoking, going to Shag Bark over there.
Yeah.
Like, Western was off the chain. Then we came in sophomore year, and I remember Big Robbie, R.P. Robbie. Robbie said, man, y'all know, you know, y'all the reason for these cameras this year. All that running out, you know, 333, straight down that. Man, listen, one day I'm going to give y'all a little story to show you how Western was so fucked up. So, we had our own wing, 333, at door 333. Right at the end of the hallway, not all the way. I'm talking about 333 classrooms that closed the door on you.
Who was your principal?
Hughley.
No.
Yeah, Western was, it was a different time. I ain't gonna say Western was shitty when you went. By all means, Western's always been Western in some type of way. Mm-hmm. But my homie, Lil Tony, shout out to Lil Tony. He said, you wanna hit this weed? I said, hell yeah, the bell. He said, all right, when the bell rang, going to class and shit, gotta use the restroom. We leaving out 333. You know, the big room at the end of the hallway.
Yeah, they going on.
You but the doors is closed, so you can't go that way. Security guards is right there in the hallway, because that's just the wing to the upperclassmen. We freshman academy. You get one hallway. So goes out there, he's right there by the door at 333 that's leading downstairs. We leaves out of that little stairwell. The door was closed right there too. Soon as we hit that door, it smelled like blacks, and we heard niggas like shooting dice.
Yeah.
We went to the second level, that's the second floor, which is in the stairwell. Niggas got a black going, the door is closed, niggas shooting dice. I'm talking about good dice game going. Yeah. They're like, what y'all doing, man? Shit, let me hit that black. You feel me? We get in. That's how I started smoking blacks too.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We went down there all the way down to the last level. Put a pencil at the door. I'm talking about it was like being on the block.
Yeah,
in the back of the big gym.
Uh-huh.
Where we smoking at this morning? Sure, everybody in the back of the big gym. I'm thinking like, all right, two, three people in the back of the big gym.
Yeah,
by the door, you go all the way. You gotta go to the back of the gym. They let you in. It was like 50 niggas in there.
Damn,
everybody smoking, passing weed.
Yeah. Western was lit when they because they gym was like outside.
Yeah,
man. When I say I used to go to the gym, you could go outside. It's like
it's two gyms.
Yeah, it was like. That was new to me.
Yeah. We used to... A small
did you graduate gym, from Western?
Mm-mm. They kicked me out.
Yeah.
I'm glad
I left before they kicked me out.
Because they tried to take my phone, and I wouldn't let them have my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You smacked the teacher around or something?
Actually, he said that the principal, Mr. Mike, he tried to say...
Mr. Mike. I remember Mr. Mike. See, Mr. Mike was like the dude on Eastside High, Mr. Clark.
Yeah.
See, when we was there, Mr. Hughley was a short black nigga. He had like three counselors that was like assistant principals that had dealt with everything. He didn't really do nothing. But when I heard when I left, because my wife was there when Mr. Mike came, and she never got in trouble. She got in trouble for like a belt and like small shit.
Yeah, they was being petty.
Damn.
He said that I pushed them and they sent me to Butchel.
Damn.
And so I went to Butchel for the rest of the Mike year.
Did you ever get?
Yeah, he was.
Did you ever go in that room in Butchel where what's the
Butchelize you?
Yeah,
I don't think they was doing that no more.
You know what's crazy? Because I went to Butchel,
mm-hmm.
and they thought I was an angel. They was like, you don't need to be here. I was like...
I smacked teachers and shit.
Yeah, I was literally not bad at all. Like, I was in there. I was just...
The khaki and white probably made you mad. Shit, you can't do nothing with khaki and white every day. And they make you wear black or white shoes?
Yeah, I came that's in there. I said, shit, I can't get fly. I said, when I can do, I said, at least I can smell good. I go spray a whole bunch of cologne on there. I go in there smelling cleaner than a bitch.
What's a good cologne? What's a good spray you got on? Like, give us a...
Or your favorite. You know, give us your favorite, because I ain't going to lie. I'm a jock. He don't even know. Everyone he done posted, I done ordered.
I mean, you. I mean, I got like I'm one of them types. I got different fragrances for different occasions.
Yeah.
If I feel like I'm going to something like upscale,
yeah.
I need that Tom Ford Black Orchard.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that how you say orchard?
Yeah.
If I'm ready to go out in the summertime, you feel me? I'm ready to go out to like a little pool party. Yeah. I need that Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue.
Okay.
That's a motherfucker.
That's gonna stick on you, huh?
Even if I'm ready to go. You know, somewhere like romantic, I need that Maison Margiela Baccarat.
The five,
I don't know what the
540?
Yeah.
They said that Adriana Cloud by Selena Gomez smells just like it. It's the ideal scent.
Damn. It does.
Do you fuck with the Creed?
Silver Mountain. That's another summer fragrance.
Mm-hmm. I got one. It's called a Mont Blanc Explorer. It just smelled just like the fucking Creed. I get so, it's only $65 a bottle.
I think I got it coming in the all black bottle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I got that. I like that. I don't know the occasion, but I do like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this. When you went viral for trying on your clothes, like, was that like, were you trolling niggas?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, how did you
shout out to Shay?
So, man. Yeah, facts.
Hold on. You done went viral twice on Shay Room, right? I feel like it was the show.
But we gonna talk about it.
Yeah, the show. That's when you was. I think that's when you was on there. Oh, I seen you on one of them blog sites. I was like, damn, I was a boss.
Probably.
I was like, I'm the only boss here.
So it was crazy because I was in the store and I was just playing around. I said, shit. I said, I need to figure out a way. I'm gonna get somebody to buy these dresses. So I said, I'm gonna put them on. I said, I'm gonna be funny about it. I woke up the next morning. It was everywhere.
It was.
It was crazy.
Like, did any famous people hit your DM? Like, any blue checks? Okay.
It wasn't nothing like that. I feel like, nah. They probably.
I feel like that's all you needed, though.
Has anybody, like, what's the most famous person, like, that? I ain't going to say.
I just seen you with Jack Twitch, too.
Or maybe, you know.
You know what? It's crazy. Like, and it's crazy because I feel like people. Like, everything is kind of like word of mouth. Like, they you know, now, like, celebrities don't even really be shopping their clothes. They have stylists that shop for their clothes. So, like, people might shop for me, and they might put it on a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
And I may not even know, and the celebrity may not even know that it's my brand. They just wearing what gave to them. But I don't got, like, you know, it's like, oh, I seen your clothes here, like, in different places, different states, countries. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like,
damn,
it's crazy.
That got to be the most, like, the best feeling,
Brandon.
Like, just looking up and seeing somebody wearing your shit, that's amazing to me, dog.
It's so surreal. Like, I never in a million years thought that, you know, that I could just wake up and just see something that I literally, like, every piece of clothing that I have distributed out as people to wear, I have touched every piece. Like, it has touched through my hands. Like, if you wearing a shirt, believe I've touched it.
It's tough.
Okay. Just went through my hands, so it's like, damn. Like,
and that's personal. That's like, I'm a personal type nigga. Like, especially if you said that and I didn't know you, like, I would be on that shit. Like, damn. Like I seen Gates signing everyone. He's like, y'all gonna get this. It ain't no copy. Like, I'm signing everyone. So if you get it and you get a signature, it's my signature. That's personal to me. Facts. That's beautiful.
So let me ask you this. Like, have you been the Louisville bad girls or the Louisville baddies?
Oh, man.
Have you been keeping track of that shit?
I seen, like, the previews of it. Like, you know, Pedra, she's...
Yeah.
Shout out Pedra, man.
She's great.
How you feel about it? Like,
well, I'm interested to see, like, where it goes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they said they got the Studio 15 or something. Yeah. Is that the...
It's 1501 or something, I believe.
Yeah.
It's down off, it's kind of close to Park Hill.
So I seen some people make some posts about it, like, you know what I'm saying, it's just how big it'll be, or would it be depending on how big, you know, the support is.
Yeah.
But
I mean, all for it.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be dope because if Louisville take off, you know what I'm saying, just like Zeus, when Zeus first started, it was something small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got exposure from everybody and then the money started coming in, you know, you got people, investors, you know, they start investing and blah, 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 and then it started getting big. You know, maybe we could do that. And then shit, they might start at, it might be baddies, then they got bad boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, Louisville baby, you never know.
So how was your experiences on that? Like, did you actually make, I seen a little clip on your page, but did you actually, because I ain't never watched, I ain't gonna lie, the last reality show I watched was like The Real Chance of Love. I don't watch none of that shit.
The Real Chance.
So,
The Real Chance of Love.
Like, yeah.
I had made it, I mean, when I went to the auditions, blah, I ain't got picked, or whatever the case be. So, and you know, when I went on there, you was thinking like, oh, okay, you know, you maybe like 8, 9, 10 people. It was like 50 people that got picked. Like, just really? Like, yeah, it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like American Idol, how they give everybody their tickets and then you only see 5 people that come to Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It was kind of like that. So, I was told, you know, I was talking to Jonathan and he was telling me, he was like, oh yeah, you the final pick, blase, blase, blase.
To my blue face, right? Jonathan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan personally. I don't know Blueface personally.
Ain't that his name though? Jonathan?
Yeah, it's Jonathan.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Jonathan Wright. Hold on. Blueface's name is Jonathan?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, anyways, no, I'm talking about Jonathan Wright, the nigga that was beating everybody up on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, see, you didn't watch
it. I ain't never watched
it. Okay. So anyways.
The only I watched the clips because of Orlando.
Was that the one you'd have been on with Woman Orlando and
That's the one I would have been on.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I guess they had like a different scene. So I was like, I wasn't really tripping. I feel like God works in mysterious ways because I don't know how it would have.
Can you see yourself like fighting and shit or
that's why I said like I'm not really like I could fight, but I
hit you with some lasers. So I'm fight for.
I'm
a prize fighter. I'm gonna hit your ass with a weapon. You better not do no goofy shit. Cause I don't fuck with nobody.
Right.
So if you come to me, that wasn't right, nigga. I'm gonna hit you with a knife. I got some damn pepper spray. Like Charleston White, man. Get some pepper spray. Drop a bear. And I'm not gonna spray you and try to beat you up. I'm gonna get to say that. I'm not a violent person, bro. I'm gonna run, Mike. Hell, he's after me. So before you get out of here, who you want to see on the show, but you got to be able to make it call, like, hey, you know, coming on Big and Lazy Podcast. Yeah. Like, anybody local, famous?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I got to call them?
Yeah, you got to.
Not right now. Just
right now. Like, wow.
Okay.
You got to be able to help us get
on there, yeah.
Okay, that's easy. Who do I want to see on her? Who do I want to see on her? Who do I want to see on her? Damn. You know what? I want to see Raven. Rebellious Couture.
Okay.
True Rebel now.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly you talking
and
about.
And I can call her a first ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's cool. You can set that up.
We own her.
Because I feel like Raven, I want to get, you know, go ahead and shout out Raven because I feel like she's dope.
Yeah,
like,
Rebellious Couture.
She's a person that inspires me, like, as far as, like, doing clothes. She's been doing this, I feel like, if not, same time I started, like, a little bit before me. Like, she's been in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen her, like, evolve from, like, her smaller boutique to, like, mm-hmm. bigger boutique. Like, and then...
She just moved to another store, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, where's her store at?
It's on 3rd Street. It's, like, the next street over from me.
Okay.
But, like, I just, like, admire, like, we was both going to the same clothing conventions. Like, we was just doing, like, you know, like, similar things, but, like... I just admire her hustle. Like she's dope.
Dope, yeah, man.
She's dope.
Any business black owned, if you've been 6-7 years, because most businesses fold up within a year or two.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've been 6-8 years, I think she's been like more like 10, ain't it? Because I remember
she's been doing it for a minute, and you know her mama was doing the Broadway tees. So like,
oh man, I didn't know. Yeah.
So
like Goodfellas.
No, about
on 15th, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know exactly.
John G.C. Williams.
Now, right there by Levy Associates, that's my cousin's tax service. Shout out to my cousin. Tax season is coming up. Tony Levy and Associates, 15th and Broadway. She'll get you together. Real professional. She ain't no illegal scam shit, but she'll get you together. She's professional.
Yeah.
So go holler at her. But yeah.
But yeah, like, I just feel like she's dope. And then, like, even to, like, everybody else, because, like, I've seen a lot of people who have just started clothing brands, like clothing lines and everything. But a lot of people, like, they start and they be like, oh, it ain't, you know, really doing it. I'm telling you, consistency is the key. Like
he tells it all the time, like his kids or something.
Yeah.
Man, we got a group text, consistency, boys. I'm like, man, I ain't your fucking boy, man. I'm like, man, don't make me pull up, man.
I cannot stress that enough. Like, people like, oh, it's easy for you to say, because I'm like, no, I've been doing this shit. I did this shit for 5 years. 4 or 5 years before it got to where it's at today. Yeah. Like, it was, I gave up doing Stay Ahead about 3-4 times. Like, I was like, I'm not doing this shit. I'm like a stupid. Like, I'm not making no money. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, they come to me and they was like, what can I do? And I was like, it's just time. Like, you know, every day I was meeting somebody different. And then, like, every day, like, even today, like, it's somebody new that learns about my brand that didn't know about my brand yesterday. And every day,
over years and over time, like, you end up building a big foundation of, like, mm-hmm. of, like, familiarity. Am I saying these words right?
Yeah, it sounds right.
You know what I'm saying?
It sounds right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's really just all it is. Like, I've been having people just been shopping me from years. You know what I'm saying? That met me, be like, oh, like how you said, like, Tanisha, like, she was one of the first people to buy one of my sweatshirts, and, like, she still mess with me today. Mm-hmm. And then because of her, she's got her mom, mm-hmm. you know, she's got her son, and, mm-hmm. you know, so forth of people, and they got their friends, you know. It's just like a, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta build that cult following, too. It's like people that fuck with you genuinely. Just... Yeah. You know,
good product speak for itself. I usually say something, but what you just said is enough. I like, you know, I was about to say, like, what you going to say to the young entrepreneurs, but what the fuck he just said?
Consistency. Keep going.
Keep grinding.
And stay ahead, man.
And stay ahead. I'm telling you, like, and I'm going to tell you another thing, too. Google is your best friend.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people, like, I feel like with me, like, when I was trying to figure shit out, then nobody want to give me the game.
No, they not.
And even still to like now, nobody's going to give you the game. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to make you figure it out. So figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Gatekeeping is a problem in the black community.
Yeah, man.
Google is your best friend. Everything that I know up until this day, I swear to you, I have researched it and Googled it. And I had to figure this shit out.
Like, yeah.
It'd be amazing. I don't ask people for advice and they didn't want to tell me. And then I figured it out. And then them same people come to me like, hey, I'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look.
I think we show too much love because every time somebody posts they want to do a podcast, hit up the producer, man. He can get you going right now. Like, but you see then how serious people are about doing shit when you give the game away.
Man, my man had all this shit in his trunk. Mm-hmm. The first time we shot, bro, like, he had all this, maybe not that TV, except that TV. He had all this, like, a sniper rifle, blah, 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 and just all this. I'm not lying to you. And his trunk is kind of like, and we was doing that for, like, the first 10, 15 episodes, but we got our own shit now, and it's just elevating. Like, it's just consistency. Like, we just, I don't know, what, 25, 30, but we just every week, you know, consistent. Yeah. Like, we appreciate all the love, all the support. Every like, share, comment, we love you. We see everything. You know what I mean? So,
and we appreciate that. Appreciate you coming on, bro. Before we get out of here, it's the Big and Lazy Pod. So you got to give us something good to watch.
You take my line again, nigga.
Oh, man. You know.
You said something good to eat. What you say?
Something good to eat. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You got it. I'll just fuck with you, bro.
No, I ain't trying to get jumped after this.
It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. And, you know, give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good, you know, plop on the couch and watch.
Stooges Wings.
Stooges Wings is fine.
That's classic. They some good chick.
They better than Virtue Wings?
I never had Virtue
Wings. No, them is fine, too.
Them is fine, too. Yeah. I literally just left Stooges.
That's what's up, right? You ain't bringing no chicken, no chicken.
You know what's crazy? Because they had a sale. Every Sunday and Monday, they got a 60-cent wing.
Oh, really?
Man, we're going to have to go.
Because I used to go out, I used to work at UPS, and that's what they used to go out to, you know.
Yeah.
They had some good food there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went there to watch a game one time. I don't even remember what game it was, but that's the first thing I got. No, I had never heard about the wings. I'm a wing nigga. If you ask me, lemon pepper, wing stop, fried hard with that ranch is the greatest thing on earth.
Just real quick. I need to know this because it's bothering me. Kings, Chicken King, or Indies? Go.
I'm going to do you one better. Better Kings. Way on Kane Running Ralph.
Ooh,
at the gas station.
They got fire breakfast too, though.
They got breakfast. The best chicken I ever had in my life, bro.
Okay, I got to go try them because I had their breakfast back when I was a kid, but I ain't had their chicken.
Breakfast, hey, y'all get you a little two-piece or something, man. They got good size. They got ribs some days, but of those three, I'm going to go Chicken King, Kings, then I'm going to go Indies. I went to the Indies on Broadway.
Yeah.
I got a 12-piece and three fucking wedges, and it came to $19.
Damn.
Bro, I didn't know
shit's
drink.
Going up, bro.
They didn't give me no hot sauce or nothing. I was about to say, fuck that shit, but it was some bitches in there. I didn't want to seem like
Kings,
a fool. Right.
Kings from 98 to 2012. 2013, 2014, when they started changing. Once they got them niggas out of there, they was working from CCC and work release.
On everything.
Crap. They don't cook on Sundays. Like, come on now. That's the tradition. Even if you
eat chicken on Sundays.
Come on now. Like, how y'all gonna close on Sundays? But when you got that 98 Derby grease,
Yeah.
That's when you was good. Then they trying to clean it up, get some real workers in there. Nah, we man, don't want it.
Go the better way, man.
All right, I'm going there tomorrow.
Going about lunchtime, about 12, when they bring your chicken out. Oh, my God.
It's about I'm 12. Going tomorrow.
Real talk.
I'm on my way to work. I swear, what?
The breakfast mm-hmm. was fire, too, though. But, yeah, man.
We appreciate you stopping by. The breakfast is good, too. I get the BLT on the wheat, bro. I'm like,
yeah.
Man, it's a good place.
They talking about, man, they had a B. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Better way. I'm going a better way.
And listen, before I get off here, I need y'all got to make sure y'all come to see the store. It's on 4th Street. I'm no longer Jefferson Mall. The address is 558 South 4th Street. And if you can't make it to the store, make sure y'all visit the website at www.steadheadcollectionswithans.com.
Yes, sir. Our next episode, man, we're going to be Steadhead Perf, man.
I'm going to be, with my discount code, head.
You got some socks. Yeah,
I got socks.
Perfect
with my
big, big and lazy. We're going to do big and, so A... N-D, lazy, because if I do the little symbol, they're going to be like, oh, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, so big and lazy is going to get your 50% off. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it as soon as watch.
Yeah, and we're going to do a drop after this, man.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
Drop, you know.
And we out, just like
we
it.
We out, man.
All right, we out.
Yeah.
Dope episode, bro.
Yes, sir, my brother. Thank you, bro. Real
this talk. This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.